The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to Barrington Awaken with your host Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board right now, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awaken, Barrington.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Barrington Awaken. Thank you for being there. Thank you for taking a part of this long weekend to sit and listen to this program. We appreciate that. It is the last long weekend of the summer for us here as well as across the pond. And everybody's out having a good time. I hope you're having being safe, of course, and being responsible, of course. But it is your Labor Day, so please enjoy it and do what you can. So enjoy all of it and be safe about it. But regardless, thank you for being here. Wake up is what we talk about. Naturally, we want you to get up and to become your true self. We want you to bring yourself to a higher level of consciousness so you can see the differences with the life you're living versus the one that you could live. We have this amazing ability within ourselves to become superhuman beings because this is our choosing. We did choose this life. We did choose to be here, and we didn't choose suffering. If you are doing something that resembles suffering, well, that was a path that you probably were led to, or the course that you're supposed to be taking. Regardless of what it is, do not take your bad situation, if it is bad in your definition, do not take it too serious, because this too shall pass. Our visit into the human body and the time that we spend on this planet goes by so, so fast. I can't emphasize enough how important it is that you stop and smell the roses, take a good check on yourself, live your life to the best that you possibly can, tap into your spiritual guides and allow them to do their part of your tour to this place, and live a super, super long time. We don't have time to carry animosity. We don't have enough time to carry hate or grudge or envy, insecurity, or definitely fear. We have no time for that. You are here, and you're going to be here for such a short visit. Before you can blink an eye, a snap of a finger, your time would have come and expired if you measure it to the time that the earth has been here, and it will always be here. So a reminder to please take time to enjoy life. Please take time to make yourself as healthy as you possibly can. Please take time to live a superior, super life, because that's who you are. More importantly, please take time to know thyself. Once you know thyself, you will experience true love, love for everything that exists, including you. Once you're at that level, well, you're definitely in line with finding your destiny. We want you to wake up and take a path that will get you to this amazing place. where you're happy inside all the time, where you see the best in everybody all the time, where you see the best in yourself all the time, because you're living your best self. We do this by waking ourselves up and merging into a higher level of consciousness. This is what we want to do. We have chosen to wallow in self-pity or hate and carry grudges or envy. This will only affect you. It is the baggage that you've picked up to carry on through life. If you have time, which you don't, to start hating other people and carrying a grudge, imagine swallowing poison and thinking that your enemy will die from it. Because that's what we do, and we're ingesting this thing that's obviously causing us heartaches and pain. Let it go. Wake up. Come to a higher level of consciousness. All the things that I've always said, you show up here from the same place, by the same method. Therefore, you are the same as everyone else. They would like to tell you, some would like to tell you, that there are other beings among us. Well, I'm not sure about that. I don't want to believe that because I haven't had my own proof of that. But what I can tell you is that everybody that's here has come here from the same place by the same method, making us the same. It is a waste of your time to sit still and idolize others or envy others. They have the same potential as you. When you showed up here, you have the same potential as them. When you showed up here, you brought all the instructions necessary to live a fulfilling life filled with love. Where the love should be in you, you may be carrying envy, insecurities, or fear. Remove that. Replace it with love. You don't have to go out anywhere and try to find love. It is within you. And once you know what that is, it's very easy to offer it to others just by being yourself. When you have found the love for you, you will not go out and look at anyone else to offer it to you. You will know exactly what it is. You've had a taste, you've lived with it, it's within you, you react to it, you carry every step of your journey with it. Excuse me. Therefore, you know what it is. And once you know what it is, it's so much easier to find it. That little note or book or passage is within you. You can take a step within, find that. All is easier from there on in when you find self-value, self-respect, self-worth. The cloud that you think you're living under will disappear. And all that will exist for you is the beautiful rays of life. Wake up. This is why we invite you to come into our spiritual show, to find that source within yourself that's going to make you that superhuman being that you want to be, and understand the powers that you carry and know the size of you. When you are learning and you're starting to merge with everything and everyone that exists on this planet, you are growing. You are waking up. You are knowing that you're not in the world. You are the world. You are the world, and you're connected to all of it. Once you can understand that you're not just a pebble on the beach or a grain of sand, you understand that you're a part of all that there is. This we want you to wake up to. Align your mind into a place where you can merge into your big self, your true self. If you're curious enough to want to know the truth, you will need to find thyself. You will definitely need to find who you are. We talk about this as we welcome you to the show. If you're trying to draw a picture, or if you're writing a letter or a novel, or learning a new dance, all these things will probably not happen on the first go. You may have to experience practice, do-overs, repeat, all these things, because it's what we're learning to do. All of them require some form of practice. So, as human beings, to reach our full goals and our full potential and our full happiness or state of love, it will take some do-overs. You will live several lives, and if you didn't get it on this go around, you will come back and do it again. Just like writing that perfect essay or that perfect letter or drawing that picture that satisfies you, that you're content with. You may have to practice and you may have to do a couple of do-overs. But the important thing is you stay consistent with your effort. That is the quintessential part. You stay consistent with the effort. Inevitably, it will come. If you're playing an instrument and you've just picked it up, though you may have a teacher, nowadays, I think a lot of it's the internet, but regardless, you have a teacher. You will still have to do it over and learn it. As we are journeying through life, our existence here as a human being, in trying to find our true self, to know thyself, to know who we truly are, we may have to live a few lives. And people on this planet today has lived a few lives, many lives, until they're getting to where they're going. You will fulfill your task, because the important thing is you're staying consistent with it. If you're not distracted, if you're not being led away, and fatigue is a distraction, of course, everyone knows that, you are in line with your spirit guides. You need to invite them, open that door and invite them into your life. They are there as your guides. They are not aggressive. If you're in danger or going down a path that could cause you undue stress, they will hint, they will speak to you, they will give you that gut feeling that you always have, I shouldn't have, and you should never have used those words had you listened to the instructions that was coming from the guides that you elected to journey with you through this life, though you're not seeing them in the physical sense, because they remain in the spiritual existence. You are in the body. They are there to guide you. Yes, they've got your back, if you want to put it that way. Connect with them through any methods. You would have had many inspiring little messages from your spiritual guide, and you could have one, you could have several. I don't know if it'll go as much as 100, but when you did show up here, you did show up with a group, a team, to settle you in, to get you familiarized with human conditions, walking on the planet, the physical touch, the whole nine yards. Have you ever seen the curiosity in a baby? Well, he is coming into his human body, has come into his human body, and he's just curious. He'll just play with his fingers and watch them move, because he's learning. As we journey through life, of course, we pick up more skills. The unfortunate thing is most often somebody's there to misguide us. I don't know if it's intentional, because I feel that the true, true spiritual leaders know well enough not to ask you to follow them. They will ask you to find your path. They could suggest methods in which are steps to take. But the true, true spiritual guiders, leaders, will not ask you to follow them, because they know well enough, though we may look the same, we've come from the same place by the same method, they know well enough that the journey that you're on was by your choosing. And I choose to come here and be a bicycle star. You decided you wanted dancing. I cannot tell you to derail your dream in true conscience or truth to follow me. They will not ask you to follow them if they are truly spiritually and connected to the divine source. They will know well enough to allow you to open a door, to point to a door for you to open, maybe a book, a movie, a place, an action, a meditation practice, yoga practices. They will not ask you to follow them. They would encourage you to find your own path. Seek, and you will find. Ask, and you will get your answer. Knock on that door, and it will open. You're familiar with those phrases. They've been around for a long time. Having said all that, the ones that are asking you to follow them and follow my teachings, follow my method, follow my journey, what would that tell you about them? A lost soul is asking you to join them as they themselves are lost. Your true guides cannot misguide you. Another person, human being, will never know your path. So it makes me wonder, why are they trying to have me go on their path, run with them on their treadmill? If you seek, you will find. Look within yourself. You will get the answers. Pray for the guides, if you pray, to help you to reach your full potential, to get to that destiny, to score the touchdown that you've come here to do, or the Grand Slam home run, or I don't know. But if I'm guiding, asking you to come this way, I might be misleading you. To thine own self, you must be true. If somebody or someone or some club or some group is asking you to follow them, how is it possible for them to know your truth? Though you are connected to all, we serve a different purpose. And if mine was to be pyromaniac, I don't think I'll invite the fireman to follow me. I will fail as well. Because as good as he's going to be, I guess I'm going to be just as good. As I would start the fire, of course, his innate reaction would be to put it out. So you see how we both can't succeed. If they're asking you to follow them, They probably don't know where they're going. Follow the teachings of some is a guide towards a good path for you to recognize thyself. The majority of what we're talking about is for you to recognize your God self. Wake up and recognize who you truly are. If you choose to live in misery, hate, anger, frustration, fear, and I think the majority of all those things are headlined under the one title of fear, you are probably hiding and unwilling to confront your own truth. Until you do, you will still be in that closet of doom. Wake up. Wake up and know who you truly are. Know yourself. Step away from the things that would misguide you to render you superior or inferior. When you go to the store and you buy a carton of eggs, you can't say one of them is better than the other, can you? Don't they all look the same, relatively? And they serve the same purpose. Well, if our planet, our world, was that big box of eggs, like 7 billion of them, which one is the better one? Well, that's not even possible. If they've come from the same place by the same method, chances are they're all the same. It's not any more weird for us to think human beings are the very same. If you're not feeling as if you're superior, if you're not feeling or knowing or understanding that you are the God, you might be off your path. Every time I say this and I say, you are the God, I get pushback for those who think they're separate, disconnected, or removed from a God being. Well, that's not possible. There's only one source, and you're it. And the next person beside you, and the next person beside you, and the other one across the street, we're all it. Understand that. Once you expand your mind to realize the size of who you are and who your guide or the source that you're connected to, if you know that, you will start to realize that you're connected to all living being on this planet. And all of a sudden, you're not the tip of the iceberg anymore, but you're the great bulk of it that's beneath the surface. We're the same way. We are living in that small little shoebox compartment when we're bigger than the factory that produced it. You are the God that exists. When we say wake up to a higher level of consciousness, we're saying wake up to your true potential. Wake up to the true and living God, thyself. Let's not take instructions from others who are trying to get us to follow their path, to believe their method. Because whatever worked for one person probably won't work for you. If you wanted to play football and you're being taught by a tennis player, you probably won't be a good football player. Or if you're being taught how to play tennis by the football player, there's a good chance. Now, you might be just overly aggressive tennis player. Regardless, you need to find yourself the proper source to guide you to the path in which you belong. Wake up is what we talk about. Everybody, we owe it to ourselves to live our best life. That potential, that key to that vault is within you. And all we do is try to get you to use the key to open the door, which will open your mind, which will open your life, open your eyes, including the third eye. Wake up and become who you truly are. Stand up and acknowledge yourself. Eventually, you will get there. There's a story of a lion cub that was lost by, I guess he drifted off too far from his parents. And he encountered a flock of sheep and befriended them and went home with them and hung out with them and grew up with them. He learned sheep-like mannerism, methods, diet, and lifestyle. Until one day, as he's an adult, he heard a roar of a lion, a true lion. And with his curiosity, he walked towards the sound and saw another creature that looked like him. And he was curious enough to follow and heard them and saw their lifestyle, and he realized instinctively that he had a lot more in common with this group of lions than he did with this group that he was raised with. Inevitably, he opened his eyes and realized he too is a lion. I don't know if he went back and had the other family for dinner, but that's not a part of the story. The whole story is saying that at any given point, you identify yourself as to who you are. You have this ability to wake up to it. This lion that was lost as a cub now moves on to live like lions do. Appropriately, I use the word sheep and lion, because if you're now living as one and you want to be the other, though we all serve a purpose, you have that ability within yourself to wake up. Wake up. Thanks to everybody who's sitting around today, and I want to thank everyone who's listening to my show. Sorry, I'm a little bit way into it. I had a lot I wanted to get out, and I did. But thank you for being here. Thank you for joining the show from wherever you are in the world. I want to thank you for being here today, and to everybody, wherever you are, anywhere in the world, welcome home. Thank you for being there. You're listening to Barrington, and we're doing a show called Barrington Awaken or Ascension. We want to guide you to finding your true purpose in life. There's a book called Awaken and Ascension Guide. You could pick it up on Amazon.com. It aligns you to your true purpose. It gives you the necessary steps to take to get to your true purpose. It's available, written by Barrington, available to you at Amazon. Wake up and live as you're supposed to live. If you wanted to send me an email, which I do get a lot of your emails, I do appreciate it, and I try my best to get back to them. When you like the show, you let me know, and I really appreciate the time that you take from your personal time space to hit me up. And I do try my best to honor that respect and answer them. HEAMI1308@gmail.com is where you could send me your questions, answers, concern, anything you want to send, and I will take the time to respond to it. If you're in the mood and you can, visit the website, HEAMI Barrington Awaken. Is where you will see all the shows that we've done in the past. I haven't said that for a while. All the shows that we've done in the past, and they're listed there, and the names of them are there. If there's a show that you enjoyed and you want to review it, you can review it, and because they're all listed by title and name. Take it down. They're free for you to carry around with you. If you need that little pick-you-up talk, they may help very much. This program also repeats itself on Thursday night at 10 p.m., the same show, and I do get a lot of calls from, a lot of emails from that call, from that show as well, and they express their gratitude for what they've learned or what they're learning here, and they have gone as far as say, I am their inspiration. I would like to say I am their person that will, I am the person that would put you on a path that's going to get you to true inspiration. Thank you for being a part of that, and thank you for being a part of the show. Of course, to everybody, and I've just said it, and I'll say it again, thank you for coming home. It is a long weekend, the end of the summer weekend, of course, for both Canada and United States, and I'm not quite sure anywhere else in the world is celebrating this holiday the same time. So anyway, enjoy it, be safe, be happy with it. It is a long weekend, make fun of it, make fun with it, be safe, enjoy it as much as you can, but enjoy the show as well. Have we got any emails there, sir?
We do. Folks, if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, and you can write to us right now, instudio101@gmail.com, instudio101@gmail.com. Roberta wrote in. Roberta said, I don't quite understand how we're superhuman beings. Does that mean bullets bounce off? That's from Roberta. Aaron wrote in, happy long weekend to you, Barrington. I hope that you will be well and do something fun. That's from Aaron. Anne wrote in and said, I've heard the third eye thing. I'm not sure what it is. All I can picture is an eye like a cyclops. That's from Anne. Dave wants to know, how many do-overs do we get? 100, 5, 3, how many? That's from Dave. And lastly, Francis writes in, who are the true gods? I thought we were gods. I thought we were our own god. So who are the true gods? That's from Francis. Back to you.
Okay, thank you very much. Francis, the simple. I was making a phrase from one of the Bible, the true and only living God. It is just one. It is one source. Francis, you are that God, as everybody else that you've ever met in your life is that true God. There's only one source. Try to imagine every single river will run into the ocean. Every single one. So every human being is connected to the original source, the only one source, much as all the rivers are connected to the ocean. They all head to the ocean. They don't defer, they don't move, they don't go anywhere, unless they're built in a dam or a pond or something like that. They will change the form, go into a gaseous state, and then eventually drift its way down by nature's way back to the ocean where it belongs. It's a cycle. We do this circle all the time. The true and living God is you. It's hard to hear. A lot of people disagree because a lot of us for many years have been told another story. You are connected to the God because you are the God. Imagine this. If a dog has a puppy, you have to assume the puppy is a dog as well. Give it some time. He becomes his true self. He too one day will walk around as the dog that he is. So we are in the same boats. Not suggesting that we're dogs, simply suggesting that once we've come to this planet, we've come as a human being and we've come with the God self. We've acquired a body, spiritual source meets flesh source, human being, and we live according to the rules of the planet by nature's laws, should live by nature's law, but you are still the God. You're never disconnected from it. The body will disconnect inevitably, intentionally, some point the body will disconnect from the spiritual source because it's temporal. We've borrowed it, much like we've borrowed the last vacation we had, much like we borrowed a car or bought a car or the house we used to live in. It is no more. The body is still the same. The God within you, Francis, remains always the same. It doesn't change. You are the true and living God. And if you think for a minute somebody's coming to rescue you or save you, they've been tapping on your shoulder, tickling you in the gut, giving you a lot of great dreams just for you to realize that you may be going down the wrong path or making a big mistake, but they're there for you. That's your only rescue. Prevention. Prevention. I've said this many times, if you're out in the ocean swimming somewhere and there's a shark fin heading towards you, a large shark fin heading towards you, please be mindful nobody else is coming to rescue you. You are well on your own and you could pray as you will. That shark is going to have a good lunch. Maybe. No one is coming to rescue you, Frankie. You are the God. You know it all. And what we do on this show is try to educate people to realize and to waken up, to realize their true value, their true worth, their true size, their true potential. The God that exists is you, and I get a lot of pushback from saying that, but I really need for somebody else to prove it otherwise, because I would be flabbergasted just getting that answer or seeing how they go about it. You are the God that exists, as all of us are. Dave wanted to know, how many do-overs do we get? Well, it all depends on what your purpose is and how willing it is, how long, how soon it'll take you to come to what we call realization, for you to wake up, for you to acknowledge your true self. Is it going to take 1 year? Is it going to take one lifetime, or is it going to take 1,000 lifetimes? You will continue to go through and go through and go through and go through, try to fulfill the task. Or maybe the last time you were the master, this time you want to see what it's like to be the slave. And last time you were the jailer, this time you want to see what it's like to be the jailed. You know, last time you were the singer, maybe this time you want to see what it's like to be the dancer, and all these things. So you do, we do go through many different lives by our choosing. You wanted to be the villain, and now you think it's, check out what it's like to be the victim. We go through and we choose to come back. And of course, that taps into the whole third eye thing and the way life works and coming back and reincarnation thing. And then when you pass away, you don't. You literally just shed yourself the body, like a snake will do occasionally of his skins, or most animal will do of excess hair that they don't want. And then you rejuvenate and you start again, and you come back again and again and again. How many? I can't count yours, sir. I don't know how many, but you do get enough to fulfill your task, to finish off what you wanted to do. And last time you, like I said, you could have been the victim. Now you want to get life experience as to what the villain was feeling at that time as you were the victim. So, and villain is not always a bad word. Of course, the TV will demonize it for you because that's what it does. And, you know, but regardless, if you see yourself in one situation, you might be curious enough to come back and find out what it is to be in the opposite side of that. How many do-overs, Dave? I can't tell you. I can't count yours. I can't even count mine. I was given that information a while back when I went to see a past life regressionist, and they were trying to tell me what my past lives were. And of course, somebody had mentioned somewhere along the line that I had lived so many lives. Now, because the source is not as reliable, I don't know that I could even tell you that number. I can, but there's no point because I don't believe it. And you wanted to ask about the third eye. No, it wouldn't be Cyclops, though it would be cool. Would that mean you see two-thirds better? I'm not sure. Anyways, the third eye that we refer to is the opening of the eye that's within, it's center between the two eyes that are open. And this one is not going to be a third eye. You're not going to have, you know, a third eye popping out of your forehead anytime soon. It is a sense within us that allows us to wake up to our reality and our true existence. You're intuitively connected to all that there is. The third eye is usually open for a lot of people that are more spiritually involved, spiritually gained, and you're not going to react to that that gut feeling, or you could see things. Now, when I say see things, I don't mean you'll see that big old truck coming towards you. And, you know, I don't mean that way. Hopefully the third eye would allow you to prevent or to avoid that entire situation. But the third eye is not a physical thing. It's more of a spiritual thing that exists within you when you become more realized. They say your third eye is opened up and you could be more connected with the spiritual world while you're in a physical body. But the third eye is not a physical thing. You know, I don't know if anybody have seen anyone with three eyes. I haven't. I've seen a couple of kids in grade school with four eyes, but that's our joke back then, mean of us. But the point that I'm trying to make is the third eye is not a physical thing. It's more of a spiritual existence within yourself that allows you to be more intuitive, allows you to be more alert. If your third eye opens, wow, will you be amazed of the things that you could see within the mind's eye. Let's call it that, within the mind's eye. And of course, all of it comes into understanding the pineal gland that's in the center of the brain that's supposed to be like our tower. You know what I mean? Like our reception tower, like much like your Wi-Fi station. It will work in conjunction with opening the third eye. But by this point, you're so spiritually connected. You're so spiritually involved that you know what's going on. Your destiny, your destination is in clear view by this point. Thank you, Aaron. You wished all of us a long weekend. I appreciate that. Of course, on this one, I am working And I have worked, but that's nothing new for me. But that's, regardless, I still appreciate you reaching out. I love the fact that I do get response from the audience, regardless of what it may be. Thank you very much for the long weekend wish, as I wish for you and your family and everybody and everybody's family the very same. I loved going down to the States and having this long weekend with family. They know how to put on a good barbecue, I tell you. Not that great for vegetarians, but the ambiance was good. Roberta, do we have superhuman superhuman power? Are we superhumans? Can we block bullets? Well, the body itself cannot, you know, knowingly block a bullet. It's not designed that way. They have other material that does it, and I don't think it's skin. So no, you can't block a bullet or a spear being thrown at you, a dart. Most of us can't even, you know, dodge scraping our knees on the ground when you're learning how to walk. It's all a part of life. We're designed differently, of course, because the human body is not that, you know, rigid. You know, it's pretty fragile when you think about it. However, what we do have as a superhuman being is the fact that we have the ability to create anything we want to. We have this amazing tool that lodges itself between the brain, and we get powers from the greater sources, the higher self, the higher level of consciousness, and we have the ability to create things, and we have the ability to transform things. We have this amazing ability to repair our own illnesses, to fix the body, put the body in a proper state, you know, keep the immune system very high, keep the body in prime, and it will repair itself. We have this super abilities. You know, if you notice where we live in Ontario, Canada here, of course, pretty soon to now, towards the winter, our bodies are starting to prepare us for this cold weather, like it knows. Yes, we're gaining some pounds and some hair and all these things, because it's the nature's way. We're protecting ourselves, and we're preparing ourselves. And of course, when the summer weather gets here, the body again reacts to that, and it'll prepare itself for the warmer climate, the nicer environment, and you will usually lose those preparation pounds, I like to call them, because that's how life works. Our bodies are not designed to be superhuman beings, and we can't be outside in the middle of January at minus 30 degrees without the proper clothing or protection that we've created for ourselves, just so we can survive. A lot of the foods that we have created or what we're eating was a form of our own survival instinct. We are superhuman beings. We're amazing. We just don't know that, and most of us don't want to accept that. And we're told so many BS stories about who we are over the years that we tend to buy into that and run down a rabbit hole for the remainder of the time that we walk this planet. It's not that way at all. Wake up. Yeah, you still have to put on a coat in January. That's not going to change, unless you move, where you may not need it. But as you do here, you can live the life of a superhuman being. And Roberta, I tell you, you are incredibly super being, super human being. You know, you could do the things. You can't fly like Spider-Man, and please don't try, or Superman, or, you know, beat up the entire city as another superhero may do, or villain. But you have this ability to live an awesome life, to be super creative within yourself, to be the kind that could engineer everything. Look at our technology. Look at our abilities to get from one country to another. Look at our great achievements of being able to sit here and communicate with everybody around the world and even see them. That is superhuman. Nope, I don't think anytime soon you'll be able to block a bullet, and I hope you don't try and challenge me on that one. However, you are a superhuman being. Every single one of you, you just need to know that. You are able to experience happiness and love all the time. Wake up to that reality. That's what we talk about. Thanks again for being a part of the show, and everybody that took the time to send us an email. It's evident that we've missed our mark. You know, I wanted to ask the question today, where did we go wrong? At some point, when we started coming here, and we're talking, God knows how long this planet's been here. You, we should know, but I, of course, I didn't get that information yet. But we lived in unity, harmony, and tolerance of each other, wanting to live the best human life and have the best experience. This was what was prevalent on our planet. At some point, it changes. Some point, we've introduced greed, power, and of course, wealth. Or did we get the insecurity first that made us want to bully or push around? Because it would have had to have come, the insecurity part, insecure part of us, for us to want to bolster ourselves and look that much important. What was beating us down that made us want to gain power, strength? Because it has to be coming from an insecure place. It's one of those, did the chicken come before the egg? And I don't know if there's a true answer to any of that stuff. Or maybe just evolved into a chicken from another egg. I don't know. Which means the egg would have come first, wouldn't it? Anyway, the point being, we had to have come from a place of insecurity. And what brought us there? How did we go wrong? Because if you're, you know, you meet somebody and they're telling you right off the jump how educated they are. Well, you know they're not. Or how rich they are. Well, you know they're not, simply because they're telling you that. And the worst crime ever is someone telling you how happy they are. A happy person don't tell people they're happy. They just be. They just are. They don't even know they're happy. They're just in an upbeat mood all the time. So be mindful that somebody's telling you how happy, how educated, and the word go as to where I went to school and how much money we have, or, you know, the power that you might have had. Like when we're in high school and we went back and bragged about the great weekend we had. Well, we sort of had to come to a place where we feel we needed to say that. Do you believe a rich person is going to tell you they're rich? No, I think it's the opposite. It's a poor person who's trying to do that. Or the educated person. I don't know that he knows that he's educated. Others may compliment on it, but when he starts telling you that he is, then you have to take a step back and realize we tend to do the thing, say the things that were opposite, the things that we're hoping for. One of the things I carry with me all the time is if somebody's trying to sell me something, a salesman is trying to sell me something, and they go off right away saying, oh, believe me, trust me, honestly, it's the truth. Okay, you run away as fast as you can, because if he believed any of those things, he wouldn't be telling you. So the minute that I say that, I say, trust me. Okay, you know what? You've taken too much of my time. I'm not interested. I must go. If you truly believe in something, you don't need to sell it. It sells itself. You just have to present it. Present it. You're a thirsty person out there, and I show up with a glass of water or something that's going to quench your thirst. I don't need to sell it to you. You know what it is. You know what it's going to do for you. And yes, you want it. I present it to you. There it is. But if I start telling you, well, it's the best thing, it's the, you know, there's a string attached to that. Where did we go wrong? Were we starting to feel the need to be superior to another, to convince them that our way is the better way? Where did we go wrong? Where we started feeling lesser about ourselves and has to create this fictitious journey through life to seem important? We buy the fancy cars and the pretty loud clothes and all the jewelry or the big house or the driveway jewelry, your cars, you know, all these things. Why do we need to compete with the Joneses? Are we that far off our own mark? Where did we go wrong? Is it that important? And then, of course, the whole neighborhood chimes in and help to beat you down. So you swim real hard to get to that spot. The time we spend being human being, it's critical. It's nobody's worth your impression. No one cares, really, that you're trying to impress them. But if you are trying to impress them, why? What is wrong that you feel you need to be heard or voiced. Where is this information coming from? Where did we go wrong? Today, all we see everywhere we look is a war, somebody fighting someone. Did we get the insecurity to want to develop the power, the strength, the ego to dominate first? Or did we just start dominating and felt it was fantastic, so let's just keep doing it? No, you had to have gone through a low point in your life where you see the need to be benefit from the detriment of other people. Do we have any more emails there? I realize we're getting out of our time.
Just Paul said he's enjoying the show today with an ice cold beer. So good for you, Paul. Thank you. Shane, kind of the same thing. Listening at our picnic, there are four of us here eating, listening, and discussing what you say. Good show. That's from Shane. And I think that's it. Back to you.
Thank you very much, Paul. I can relate to that. Of course, I can't do the beer thing. I'm not allowed to do the radio and drink beer. It's a law. It's not written down, but it's out there. You don't want to do that. You want to be of a clear mind. So let's just do that. Thank you. Enjoy. It's the long weekend. Kick up your feet. Do what you can. Be awesome and have a good time and be strength. Strengthen yourself and enjoy the rest of the weekend. Like Shane is doing. Good for you. Having a picnic, sitting around, chilling. I don't know what you're doing at the picnic, but you're having a discussion about the topics that we live. As you're sitting among your friends and you look at each other, you might be able to notice a difference right away, but you got to look a little deeper to know that you've all come from the same part, same place, by the same method. And you're all the same. You know, one may be drinking one particular type of drink and you're drinking another type of drink, but you're all doing the same thing and you're having a good time doing it and having a discussion about the show. Man, I respect that. And the feedback I get from doing this show all the time, it just lights me up from inside. But I appreciate you taking the time to send this out. Enjoy your picnic there, Shane, with your other friends, and enjoy the discussion. I hope it goes deeper than a discussion where somebody will take a step towards wanting to know the truth. Thank you very much for all of that. I appreciate you being there. That was good. I like that. So we're going back on where we went wrong, but we've talked about it. I don't like to discuss the negative a lot because we're about the positive stuff. So we're trying to keep our focus on how to get all that we want out of this great universe of ours. If you're out in the field there having a picnic like Shane is doing, just look around you. Everything is connected. If you could see the trees from where you're standing, you can't pick the better tree because it's relative to an opinion. Neither can you pick the better, more dominant person or animal. You know, I mean, the little ant can kill the giant tiger. He can. I don't know if he'll do it in a combat, fist to fist or whatever they've got, but he can. He has that advantage because of his determination, and he will. The ant will or can kill that tiger. We have that ability about ourselves. We could create anything we want. Take a look at your surrounding and see your inner self. If it's a little chaotic, chances are that's what's going on within you. If it's clear, smooth, nice, zen atmosphere, that's who you are. So start by fixing yourself, staging your environment. When the environment is perfectly staged, you could see the peace and tranquility that lies within you. The exterior view of your existence is a clear determination of what's going on within yourself. It's a little rough. It's a little hectic. It's a little crazy, kind of like my desk at this minute. It just means that there's a lot going on. What we need to try to do is to focus. Focus on what is going to give you the best positive possible journey. Your spiritual guides are there for you. They've got your back. They've never left you. They never will leave you. They're there for the from the start until the end. When you return to your home back in the spiritual zone, you are now meeting everybody that you've seen on this planet, if they've passed on already. But definitely ones that who have passed on, you will meet them and greet them. And you probably realize they were your brother in the last view or sister. a mother or whoever it could be, or the neighbor that you didn't get along with. Because at the other side, there is no animosity. Clearly, there's no judgment. You are living as one. There's no color, no religion, no discussion, no food, no wars. You're living as one on the other side. And I don't like saying it, but you know, if you take a personality like a great dictator that we've seen, I won't mention any particular name, and then you take another freedom fighter that was here, and they're there on the other side chilling, drinking milk. Well, no, they're not, there's no food. Anyway, the point being is that once you've come into this human life, and once you've played this role as human being, when you return to this to home, you return to your spiritual existence, you are actually going home. That's where you live, where you've always lived, where you belong. You've just come here for a brief second to have, R&R, you know, a vacation, build a chair, you know, run a company, do a dance, I don't know, play football, whatever the case may be. This was just a visit. So we should not be taking this very literal and go to bat all the time, pardon the expression, with people that we deemed as our enemies, because on the other side, they're not. All the negative energies that we've built up on this side and the hate, and like I said earlier before, you carry this in you. It's burning you. You're living your true life karma by the ills that you do. Eventually, you might want to have 2 drinks. Or 12. Free thyself. Let that go. The truth will set you free. But you need to know what is the truth. What is the truth? We've been taught at a young age to swallow this razor blade that's going to go through our entire system. And you can only imagine what it does to us on the inside, simply because we're carrying this animosity on our journey. And holy heck, when it gets a hold of you and you're misguided, you're in this pain, in this fear. But if you didn't do it, or if you do have it, you could pass it out and just live free. If you're not living the life that you wanted to live, there's a good chance that you're being led down a path that you don't belong. How do you get back? How do you find your way home? Focus. Like anything else you do in life, just focus on that. Make that your priority number one. But be mindful, you are in the physical world, so you still have to abide by the physical rules, like grooming yourself, be tolerant of each other, all these things. But as you journey through a spiritual, what I call recovering or awakening, it will give you access to the guides. If you ask the guides for the guidance for you to find your destiny, they will answer you. What do I need to do? How do I do it? Clean your environment, eat healthy, take care of number one, in this case is you and the body. The body will, you want it to carry you for as long as you possibly can, but it will inevitably turn back to itself, to the earth, because that's where it belongs. You can't bring it with you, though that would be cool. There's not another place that you're going to go and live happily ever after. You're going back to your spiritual home. The cup of water that was given to you as you journey through this life eventually goes back into the ocean. That's what we do. You can't stop it. It will inevitably go back where it belongs. And I said earlier, every single river out there is running towards the ocean, because that journey was the water's life, I guess, ends back home into the ocean inevitably. It just happens. Wake up. Wake up and believe that reality. I thank all of you guys for being here, especially on this long weekend. I just think it's amazing. Just imagine the power you have and you didn't realize. The power not to be afraid. The power not to be nervous or worry about little things that you can't control. Just imagine not being lost or confused. Being happy within yourself all the time. Imagine being content with the life that you're living. All this is real, and I'm not selling you anything. I got no snake oil. I'm trying to tell you that you could take a journey towards your own spiritual access, your own spiritual being, your own spiritual journey, and bring yourself to that. If the others that are around you is doing the very same thing, they will guide you, and you could high five each other and appreciate the beautiful journey that you will sell. I'm not telling you to link to something, prescribe to something, buy this snake oil, you know, which is what a lot of people are selling. Thank you very much for being a part of the show. Thank you for being there. Appreciate it. I just realized we're out of time. And with that last word, I will wish you a happy, safe, long weekend. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.